BMW PGA Championship from Wentworth on Live at European Tour Radio.
Moving day here at the BMW PGA Championship, and after surging through the pack, it's Andrew Doat who sits top of the leaderboard on 8 under par.
I didn't actually know what score I had at the end. I was so into each shot. I marked my card at the end and added up to 68. I was just really playing the game and hitting one shot at a time.
The Australian's closest challenger is a South African.
Brandon Grace just pops in that short par putt on 18. And that is a round of 70 in really tough conditions to leave him on 7 under par.
And this man's not out of it after ending round 3 with a trio of birdies.
The ball is almost when he's tiptoed it right down towards the hole. And it's get up. And he's rolled it in. And a great finish there for Lee Westwood. A birdie here on 18 to get him to minus 5 for the tournament.
It's been a great third day here on Live at European Tour Radio. So stay with us for an in-depth review of all the action from Wentworth. Hello to you. I'm Richard Kaufman, joined in the studio by former European Tour players Raymond Burns and Gordon Brand Jr. Well, what a fascinating third day again. Tough conditions, tough scoring conditions for the players in this third round of the BMW PGA Championship. And an interesting looking leaderboard. 20 players within 6 shots of the lead. It's going to be a shootout to claim the prestigious trophy of this flagship event of the European Tour. Remember, listening to us various ways you can do so. Of course, on the course and locally on 87.9 FM. On europeantour.com, the European Tour app. Tune in radio on TalkSport 2 as well. And you can contact us in various ways. Of course, on Twitter is a good way to do so. At European Tour or at BMW PGA with the hashtag ET Radio. Well, let's start with our surprise leader, shall we? Andrew Doat. He's the man on top. 5 birdies, 4 of them on the back nine. The world-ranked number 251st player with a round of 68. So did the Australian think he'd be leading heading into the final round of this tournament?
No, I didn't. And I didn't actually know what score I had at the end. I was so into each shot. I marked my card at the end and added up to 68. And I was just really playing the game and hitting one shot at a time.
This course has played differently over 3 rounds now, hasn't it? When it is blowing like this, does it change the strategy before you start your round?
No, you know it's going to be tough when it's breezy, but I think the last 7 holes today was a little bit easier playing downwind compared to into the first 2 days. And I mean, those last 7 holes are quite tough when it's into, so today was a little bit easier, but you still got to hit the shots, and I managed to do that today.
Your only drop shot came very early on, and it was steady all the way from there on.
Yeah, pretty much. Had a few chances early on I didn't quite take, and then just played a solid back nine, and it got a little bit tricky with the wind, as I said, but overall it was a really, really solid day.
Just before Christmas you had a couple of great results, a second and a tied third. Has this been sort of coming this year? Because it hasn't really sort of followed on from that so far.
No, and that was a goal of mine, to try and follow on and keep the foot on the accelerator, but just hasn't quite happened yet. But I feel good. My game feels good. I feel like I'm in a really good spot.
And just already thoughts ahead of the final round tomorrow in this big tournament?
Yeah, it's going to be tough, no doubt. There'll be a lot of nerves there, and just got to try and do what I've been doing the last 3 days. And if I can do that, I can give myself a chance.
Yeah, I didn't mean to be disrespectful by announcing him as the 251st player ranked in the world. He has won twice before, won 2 co-sanctioned events, European Tour, Asian Tour events. He's won in India, where he won the Avantha Masters, and he's won in Thailand, where he won the Thailand Classic at the beginning of 2015. But Raymond, this is the BMW PGA Championship. It's a big event, isn't it? It's another step, isn't it?
It is another step, but I'd say the guy's well used to it. I mean, I've played in Australia a few times, Gordon, and this type of golf course, this is the type of golf that you get in Australia.
It certainly is.
You know, bouncy and tough flag positions and deep bunkers, etc. So I think he should be well used to it. He did say that he gets nervous, and so of course everybody's going to get nervous. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he's as good a chance as anybody else. He's up there, isn't he?
You know, he's been through it. He lost his card. He had to get it back at Q School. Then he won again on the European Tour with that win in Thailand. He's played pretty well this season, particularly at the start of the season, which was the end of 2016. He was leading going into the final round of the Australian PGA Championship, which the American Harold Varner III won. He then finished third at the Hong Kong Open as well. So it's not like he's not been in these positions before. Before we get into the players that are tucked in behind, it's those calibre of players that are there that would he be intimidated by? I'm talking about the likes of Stenson and Westwood, Gordon.
No, but when you talk about his record there, you feel that you're talking about a seasoned pro.
Sure.
So, you know...
He's not a young un, he's 31.
No, he's seasoned, which seasoned means, you know, he's seen it all before and he's, you know, played with all the great players and played with people that are trying to, you know, knock him out and finish him off. And so I think he's, you know, he's been around long enough to be cope with the conditions that will be set with him tomorrow.
Well, he obviously played superbly well today to shoot that round of 68. But after four birdies in five holes, it looked like it was going to be Brandon Grace who might run away with things. The South African's momentum, though, was halted with a bogey par-par finish. So how does Grace assess his round?
Yeah, it was tough, man. I tell you, you know, you're just kind of trying for pars. And I managed to make a few birdies, but there was a couple of bogeys that creeped in. But... you know, when I got around the corner, it was good. You know, the ball striking is pretty good the whole day. I missed a few, but I made a few nice ones as well. So it pretty much cancelled each other out, but it was tough, man. It was just such a grind out there. You know, you really had to play well to shoot a decent or a good number out there today. So, you know, I'm happy with the way I played and I'm happy with being in there with a chance tomorrow.
One shot off the lead. It promises to be a fantastic final day here. If the wind drops, there's some good scoring out there still.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it just depends, obviously, what they're going to do with the greens. You know, it is playing pretty firm at the moment. I think they might have softened it a little bit because of the conditions. But I've not looked at the forecast. But if it's anything like today, I think it's going to play pretty similar. Tough and hard, you know. And then there's the guy that's going to win at the end of the day is going to be the one that actually shot a number and grinded the best.
Yeah, Brandon Grace with a round of 70 that leaves him at 7 under par. We talked about Andrew Doat's CV. Well, here's a guy who's won 7 times on the European Tour, won for the first time last season on the PGA Tour, a star of the President's Cup team last time round. He's got the CV, Gordon, hasn't he? This is a quality class golfer we're talking about.
Yeah, some seriously quality class golfers there. I mean, he's one of many, and I've looked at the 4 guys that could possibly chase him down. They won 45 times on the European Tour. So if there's any slip-ups from the top man, watch out.
Well, Lee Westwood has won 25 of those.
Yes, exactly. I've got him down as 23, actually, so it might even be going up to 47. Well, I mean, so, you know, that there's a pack waiting for a slip-up and they're going to jump on it.
Yeah, Lee Westwood at 5 under par, had a round of 72, finished with 3 birdies in a row. He said after his round that he was delighted with the way he approached moving day.
Yeah, I was very patient out there today. I didn't play my best golf and I didn't hit it very well tee to green. But once I started hitting a few fairways and greens on the last few holes and the way I was putting in the short game, you know, it gave me 3 birdies. So it was great to finish like that and get back to level par and 5 under for the tournament. It feels like it's right in there.
You're only 3 shots behind the lead now going into Sunday. Is this the kind of course when we can chase that kind of a lead down?
I just like to play this golf course patiently, you know, try and hit a lot of fairways, hit a lot of greens and pick up shots when you can. You know, there are birdie chances out there, but they tend to come in spells. You know, the start's tough, first 3 holes, but then 4 gives you a chance and 6, 7, 8 feel like they give you a chance. And then, you know, 12's reachable par 5. And then there's tough holes, you know, 13, 14, 15, they play hard. So, you know, you've just got to be patient and choose your opportunities to be aggressive.
Yeah, Lee Westwood talking very philosophically about the way to challenge this West course. I mean, he had to wait to the 16th hole for his first birdie of the day, but there he is, tied for 3rd on the leaderboard. Raymond, Francesco Molinari, the man alongside him. He will go out with Westwood in the final round. There are 1 o'clock tee-off time. Brandon Grace and Andrew Doat at 1:10. Molinari, like Westwood, a frustrating day, really. Just 1 birdie on the card. But it was that kind of day, though, wasn't it?
Well, both of them were more or less empty all day, Richard. And well, Westwood was lucky enough to finish with 3 birdies, but nothing really happened for them. Both of them sort of played into the same sort of game, and nothing really went into any birdies. So, but fairness to Westwood, finishing with 3 birdies and put himself in position for tomorrow. Like, he's such a great asset to golf. I mean, the guy's 44 years old. He just does not give up.
There is potential, isn't there, Gordon, that there'll be a bigger following for Molinari and Westwood, the penultimate group, than there will be maybe for Grayson Doat in the final two ball.
There's no question about that. It was interesting how Westwood assessed the golf course, wasn't it? He understood where the problems were, and patience, I think, is patience. Massively... Yeah. It's a massive word, patience. And so he felt very controlled. I think if he even didn't finish with three birdies, he'd go, okay, I'm in a good position here. You know, it's you can't rush a win. You can't rush the golf course. You can't beat up Wentworth. You have to be respectful.
Yeah, well, one man who certainly came as close as he could to beating up Wentworth today was Hideto Tanahara, a 14 times winner on the Japanese Tour, finished second on their money list last season, did so well at the match play in America a couple of months ago. He shot a 67 that shot him from 32nd on the leaderboard all the way into a share of fifth place at four under par. Shane Lowry, another who played well today, a round of 70 from the Irishman. He said conditions were difficult for scoring.
I see someone shot 5 under. It's a very good score. I mean, the wind is extremely difficult to judge out there. It's quite strong, and you know, this golf course, and even in perfect conditions, is very tough. So I'm very happy with 2 under, and I feel like I'm going to have a chance going in tomorrow. You know, in the last few groups, which is always where you want to be, especially in tournaments like this. So can't wait for tomorrow. Looking forward to chilling out this evening and getting out there tomorrow and going after it.
Raymond, there's a contingent of Irish broadcasters and journalists here. They're very excited, aren't they, about Lowry's prospects here?
Yeah, I mean, I think Philip was telling me earlier on there, works for the Irish Times. It's the most he's been up for a tournament since the US Open. I mean, the US Open last year in, I can't think of the name of the golf course right now, but it was very disappointing for him. And it took him an awful long time to recover from that. And he had a bad season at the end of last year. And I say a bad season, but he did start off the new season with tremendous stats in America, the first 4 tournaments he played in. He's a great driver of the golf ball. He didn't putt very well, but this is the first time Philip Reed and Greg Allen have seen him so excited to play. And I think tomorrow, hopefully, he'll be able to throw in a low number and challenge the leaders.
And then there's Henrik Stenson as well, 4 under par. 73 today from the world number 5. A couple of birdies coming home when he looked like he might be out of it at 2 under par, Gordon.
I think that's the story of the day. There's an awful lot of players that looked out of it, and there's some that managed the golf course very well. Stenson understands the game of golf, patience, and he's finished. You know, he just wait. You've got to wait.
I mean, the shots out there, based on what you just said there, the shots out there that Stenson could have went for. And,
yes.
he just stuck to his game plan.
Yeah, yeah.
He did, and it's worked pretty well. He's 4 back. There's a host of players at 3 under as well. Bradley Dredge, Kiridek Apibarat, Ross Fisher, Tyrrell Hatton, shouldn't forget him, Graham Storm, Max Kiefer, and Scott Jamieson, of course, was in a share of the lead going into the third round. And also, we shouldn't forget the crowd favourite, Andrew Beef Johnston, who said he was pleased with his third round efforts.
It was windy, it was tricky out there, and when I got on the range in the morning that you could see the flags going and the wind up there, so I knew it was going to be a tricky day, and it was getting firm yesterday as well, so I didn't think it was going to be any softer today.
Double bogey on 3, but a fantastic way to bounce back with the eagle on 4.
Yeah, I didn't do much wrong on the third. I pushed my second shot right in the bunker and it plugged in the bunker and I had no shot, and then I've hit it out, it's come out fast. Then I had really tricky chip shot and I hit a good putt and it didn't go in. So it was like I really didn't do much. But to sort of bounce back, I'd have been happy with a birdie for where my second shot was. But to chip it in, it was happy days.
Yeah, a couple of eagles for Beef. Chatting there with Mark Tompkins, doing all the interviews in fine style for us. I mentioned all those names then at 3 under par. Of them, which one do you think's likeliest to emerge as contender for this title on Sunday, Gordon?
I don't think any of them will.
Okay, fair enough.
I think that they're too far away.
Well, by just being 5 shots back?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. Raymond, would you concur with that?
What's Hatton? Is he 16th in the world?
Yeah.
I mean, normally a lot of these tournaments, the bookies go by the world rankings. I mean, you can count them out, but I probably do agree with...
What about Beef? Was 4 over par during the first round? Now he's at 3 under. He's obviously, you heard him there, you know, there's no lack of confidence right now in this game.
You have Fisher and Hatton, Johnson, you know, they're top class players, they know the golf course very well, but I sort of tend to agree with Gordon, and I think you maybe need to be -4 to win, but sure.
Yeah, that's I just think of the quality of players that are up there, that not everyone is going to give it away. There may be a couple, but at the end of the day, I think the worst scenario, 8 under wins, and I think that's going to be too much for these guys to get around going, realise they're in that position.
The course men not allowed to, maybe probably doesn't allow a 5-under.
And more importantly, when they get on the leaderboard and going, I think it would be a bit of a back-off.
OK, well, 20 players within 6 shots of Doat's lead. Some other names just a little further back. Not a good day for Thomas Peters, poor start and finish. He's 1-under par, as is Wiesberger and Norin. Justin Rose had a good day, but he's at level par. Andy Sullivan, Matt Fitzpatrick at 1-over. Ian Porter at 2-over. Defending champion Chris Wood alongside Ernie Els at 3-over par. And poor old Johan Carlsson slipping back with a round of 81. He finished at 4-over par. So to the light-hearted time of the day, the great Sam Torrence joined us in the studio earlier, and when asked if he knew Scott Jameson, we didn't think he'd have this answer up his sleeve.
Do you remember we've stayed in that house at in North Berwick for Woosie's Pro-Am?
Oh, yes.
We all stayed in the house.
Field, yeah.
And Scott Jameson was there. He was staying there with his wife. And we're staying in this beautiful house down on the beach. And I've arrived and they've showed up to my room up there. And I thought, I'll come downstairs. So I come down the stairs and there's nothing but doors. And I've no idea where. It's a big house. There's 8 people staying in this. I had big double doors there. I think it must be the lounge. So I open up the door and there's Scott Jameson straight in front of me. And I look and smile, and then I look to my left, and his wife is standing naked ironing. So, yes, I do know Scott Jameson quite well.
Got to be careful with the iron, don't you? Mm. That's the naked truth from Sam Torrence. What about the shot of the day? Well, it nearly saw a self-professed petrol head walk away with a car. Peter Hansson playing alongside Alex Noren. He's playing his tee shot into the par 3, 14. It's an absolute beauty. No, he hasn't, has he? Oh! So close to our first hole-in-one of the week. Still haven't had a hole-in-one at this year's BMW PGA Championship, have we? So, just the final day itself. Raymond, what are we looking forward to here? I mean, is it going to be a shootout? Is it a case of coping with the weather? Is it just going to be the strongest mentally who comes out on top?
I think it's somebody who stays patient. Mentally, it's going to be a mental battle there tomorrow, and hopefully somebody just goes out and wins it. I hope somebody doesn't lose it by making a mistake.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want anyone to be losing it by mistake. I would like to see coming down 14. There's 4 or 5 players that can win that championship, and it'd be a brilliant end. So the more the merrier for me tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it should be a very exciting final round. It's a closely bunched leaderboard. Let's run you through some of those tee-off times that you can look forward to in this final round. Justin Rose and Thomas Peters going out together at 5 to 11 in the morning. That might be one of the early groups to look out for. Ben Ahn and Nino Battaglia at 11:40. They're in that group at 2 under par. And then the guys 3 under and better. Kiefer and Storm at 10 past 12. Beef and Hatton at 12:20, Fisher and Apibarrad at 12:30, 20-1, Dredge and Stenson, then it's Lowry and Tanahara at 12:50, 1 o'clock Molinari and Westwood, and then 10 past 1, it's Grace and Doat. One name from each of you, who's going to be the champion Sunday? Raymond?
Grace.
And Grace.
Grace it is then. Well, that's about all we have time for on Live at European Tour, a review show of what's been a special Saturday at the BMW PGA Championship. A surprise name at the top. Can Doat go on and claim the biggest prize of his career so far? We'll be with you 9 a.m. Sunday morning, live at European Tour Radio, full uninterrupted commentary of this final round. You can listen to us on europeantour.com, the official European Tour app, TuneIn Radio across the UK on TalkSport 2, as well as on the course locally on 87.9 FM. We'd love to hear from you as well. You can get in touch with us the various means. Email us, europeantourradio@aol.com. We can't wait for Sunday at Wentworth. But for now, from Raymond Burns, from Gordon Brown Jr., and from myself, Richard Kaufman, bye-bye.
You've been listening to Live at European Tour Radio.